And we are backstage here at Bonnaroo. It is Mike Powers, and December is getting to take the stage a little bit later on this afternoon on the What Stage, and we have Colin joining us. Appreciate you taking a few minutes, man.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And I heard, it seems to be a common theme suddenly with folks getting into town right now. There's been episodes of planes, trains, and automobiles trying to make your way to Manchester.
Climate change, ladies and gentlemen, is affecting our travel and will affect Bonnaroo for years on end, probably. But yeah, we made it. We made it all in one piece.
Yeah, I'm glad you you found yourself here. And a couple years ago, Decembers were at Bonnaroo as well.
That was 2 years ago. We were at the one of the tents, and that was for the Hazards of Love, where we just did the record all the way through.
Yeah, with the concept record. And I thought I heard somewhere that maybe while you were on stage at that Bonnaroo gig, seeds were starting to get planted that you wanted to make a different type of record on the next round.
I don't know if it was Bonnaroo, but it was later on. We did a bunch of festivals, and while initially, you know, Hazards of Love was kind of a funny F you to the idea of a festival set where, you know, you're supposed to kind of roll out all your most peppy songs and sort of try to get as much attention as you possibly can. It was in some ways, you know, doing it all entirely, you know, the record in order, and most of the record is not very festival appropriate. It was just sort of an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the end of that experiment, you know, by our, you know, eighth festival having done it, I was like, well, I'm ready. I think the experiment is done. I'm ready to do something different now.
And we're surrounded by bales of hay here in the backstage studio. The new record was recorded in a barn, right?
Yeah, it was. It was recorded in a barn. It's a farm called Pendarvis Farm. It's about a half an hour outside of Portland. And they have a good barn there that they've used for other events and things. And so we just moved in there. Yeah, it's a nice, you know, it's a big barny space. You got a big tall ceilings and, you know, big broad floor beams and things. Just makes for a good sounding. It's a good sounding room.
And when you had the guests come by, like Peter Buck and Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings, did they come into the recording space as well?
Yeah, Peter did, because Gillian was working on her record in L.A. We flew down to L.A. and got her stuff down there. But, Peter did all of his parts in the barn.
And so the road continues for you guys, and you got Sarah Watkins helping out right now?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How's that been with the shows?
It's been great. She's doing kind of all the fiddle parts, some guitar parts, and all the singing,
mm-hmm.
which was a big part of the record. So it's nice to have that on stage as well.
Very good. Well, we're looking forward to catching a little bit later on, and appreciate you taking some time to join us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been Colin of the Decembrists joining us.